Police, NYC McDonald's worker shot in neck during argument over fries has died. By Amy Furr on August 5, 2022. A 23-year-old Brooklyn McDonald's employee who was shot in the neck after an argument over food has died, the New York Post reported Friday. Matthew Webb died following the incident that occurred Monday outside the Bedford Stuyvesant Eatery, according to the New York City Police Department, NYPD. Officials deemed the incident a homicide, and the investigation was ongoing, the Post report said. Michael Morgan, 20, has already been charged with attempted murder and criminal possession of a loaded firearm for blasting Webb in anger at his mom getting served cold fries. He is expected to face upgraded homicide charges, prosecutors told a court hearing Thursday, even before Webb's death was confirmed. Video footage showed customers inside the restaurant, and one citizen expressed her feelings about what transpired. "With all the things we have to worry about now, they're fighting about French fries?" she told ABC 7. Webb was working that evening when the suspect's mother, Lisa Fulmore, complained that her fries were cold. She then asked to speak to the manager on duty, but the employees reportedly left. The woman was FaceTiming with Morgan, who showed up at the scene. Morgan then engaged in a fight with Webb, and when the pair eventually stepped outside, according to prosecutors, the suspect allegedly hit Webb in his face, then shot him. A photo showed the victim's body lying on the pavement. Multiple Democrat-controlled cities across the nation have watched violent crime rise this year over last year, according to a report from June. Data reviewed by Fox News found rates of crimes such as homicide, rape, robbery, and assault in New York City, Los Angeles, D.C., Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Baltimore were set to outpace last year's levels. Democrat Mayor Eric Adams' New York City was suffering from the highest uptick in violent crimes. Meanwhile, the suspect's girlfriend in the recent case was also charged with weapons possession after being accused of giving the gun to Morgan. The woman was arraigned and held on a $50,000 cash bail once she reportedly admitted to having the firearm. Morgan was also charged with an earlier murder after allegedly confessing during questioning about the McDonald's shooting. The Post report said, adding that last year, he allegedly killed the man whose name was Kevin Holloman.